Holy Letters of the Rebbe, in volume 5, letter number 1517, Baruch Hashem, the 26th day of Nisan, Tavshin Beis, Brooklyn, New York, Shalom Uvracha. So the Rebbe writes, I was happy to receive your letter on the 5th day of Nisan, in which you share the news about the birth of your daughter. May she live. So I'm sending you a very inner wish that you and your wife, may she live, should raise her for Torah, Chuppah, Maisim Tovim, together with all of your other children, may they live. I was also very happy to hear that your financial situation became better. I hope that it will continue to go even better, and you will be able to notify good news about that. As far as your question, what kind of areas to teach the children in which those who want to learn with them? Although, to a certain measure, Rebbe said, it really depends what type of children they are, how old they are, where they're coming from, their families. But in general, you can give an instruction. So the Rebbe said, I can't give you a very specific, because everything has to be tailored to the customer, basically. But generally, I can give you something which is common in all cases. And that is that in nowadays, the most emphasis has to be placed to implant in Jewish children those ideas of fear of heaven, Yirat Shamayim. And also the idea that Judaism must be practiced in a day-to-day life. It is not sufficient just to study about it, or even to practice it only on Shabbos and Yom Tov and Shul. So, from this point of view, so therefore we need to take every opportunity that children should know how to make a bracha, how to keep Shabbos kosher, and so on. Even though that there are such children that to teach them, you might scare them away. So you need to give it to them slowly. In any situation, that needs to be the main goal, and the objective is to try to give it to the children. Also, the check that you sent came before Pesach. So I have used those funds for Moes Chitim to support, help, and also for our educational institution for girls in Morocco, on the name of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with all the titles, Olav Yesus Lubavitch. That should be for the merit of your newborn daughter. May she live for long life, good and good years. I'm also attaching the general letter, and the contents applies also to the entire universe, with blessing.